Welcome to another Supernatural Scotland, the podcast. I am your host, Mark Smith. Please check out the Facebook, YouTube and TikTok accounts for more of Supernatural Scotland. I hope you are continuing to enjoy our tales of murder, terror and tragedy. I love a good spooky story, and I have been researching the best stories with great locations to visit. The more episodes I complete, the harder it is to find just the right story to entertain you with, but I have more great places for this podcast. So ladies and gentlemen, sit back and enjoy another episode of Supernatural Scotland, the podcast. Today we are starting with another great castle to visit. This is 5E Castle. This castle is north of Aberdeen. It was built as a royal fortress in the 13th century. The land around the castle was used as royal hunting grounds. Robert the Bruce from time to time would punish the criminals and those guilty of one thing or another in an open-air court held under the beechwood trees at the castle. The castle, being used as a royal stronghold, ended after the Battle of Otterburn in 1390. Down the line, it was passed to five different families: Preston, Meldrum, Seaton, Gordon and Leith. Each family added a new tower to the castle. The oldest tower, Preston, and that dates around 1390 to 1433. The castle, like any large Scottish castle, has many artifacts which can be seen to this day, including old weapons and armour. This castle was sold to the National Trust for Scotland in 1984 and it can be visited. The castle is most famous for a mysterious curse and the ghosts that haunt it. They say the curse can still be felt in the castle to this day, with a feeling of doom and dread. A prophet named Thomas the Rhymer visited the castle over 500 years ago. He was well known for his predictions of doom and gloom. When he announced he wished to visit, he was welcomed and they left the doors open for him. But it took him 7 years to arrive. It is said when he approached the entrance that a storm emerged out of nowhere and the wind slammed the doors closed right in front of him. He took this personally and laid a curse upon the castle and its land. The curse focused on three stones taken from boundary markers of the castle lands. The curse spoke of all three stones being found and reunited, and until then a hex would remain on the castle. The firstborn sons of the family that lived at the castle would never inherit it and the lands. One stone was recovered and it has been protected ever since. The other stones were never found and the curse remains. The owners, over the years, did indeed believe in the curse, as the second sons or daughters, or sometimes more distant relations, would inherit the castle, after the firstborn would die from wars and sickness. The Weeping Stone is a very strange stone with unknown physical properties. This stone is kept in dry conditions in a wooden bowl. If the stone gets wet, the bowl fills with moisture, and this is why it's called the Weeping Stone. A curator examined the stone to prepare its display, but it has its own evil energy. He twisted his ankle the next time he hurt his knee, and after a third visit, he ended up in hospital with kidney stones. It's safe to say he avoided it after this in case of even worse illnesses. The castle has a green lady. She is the most famous ghost of this castle. She is thought to be Dame Lilias Drummond, who was the wife of Alexander Seton. They had 5 children, but they were all daughters, and in these times men always wanted at least one son. One day he decided he quite liked a relative of his wife, the younger Grizel Leslie. The young lady was more than happy to start an affair with him. Dame Lilias moved to her house in Fife and became very ill before dying on May the 8th, 1601. Not long after, Alexander Seton married his mistress and brought her to the castle. On the night of their wedding, they heard moans and heavy sighs outside their bedroom window. Seton tried to ignore the sounds and told his wife it was just the wind. The next day, they opened the window to find the name D. Lilias Drummond scratched into the stone wall. The name is still visible today, and the Green Lady is seen around the stairways and corridors of the ancient castle, devastated by the betrayal, and you can smell rose petals where she has been wandering. Our second location is Arnish Moor on the Isle of Lewis. This is the haunting of Arnish Moor. It is said a few hundred years ago, two island boys visited the Arnish Moor to gather grouse eggs while skiving off school. The two boys could not agree how to divide what they had gathered and instead got into a heated argument. Sadly, one of the boys picked up a large rock and smashed it into his friend's head, killing him with one blow. The surviving boy, who could not believe what he had done, buried his friend to hide the evidence of his dark doings. He then fled by sea, so he could not be caught and punished for his deathly crime. Many years later, the boy returned as a sailor. No one recognized the grown man who was once one of them. After visiting his old haunts, he booked into the local inn for the night. He was provided with dinner, and he noticed the unusual handles on his cutlery, which he mentioned to the landlady. The landlady acknowledged this and confirmed they were fashioned from sheep bones found on the moor. The sailor was chilled to the bone, but what really freaked him out was the blood which started to drip from the handles when he touched them. You guessed it, the bones were of his friend, and the people had not realized these were human bones when they crafted them into cutlery handles. It was a local myth: if a killer touched the corpse of the person he murdered, the body would bleed. The horrified sailor confessed to the crime and was hanged. Locals are still scared to travel the roads across the Arnish Moor from Stornoway to Harris, in case they see the ghost of the boy wandering the moors. There are reports to this day of travellers seeing the ghost. A motorcyclist in 1964 reported travelling the road of the Arnish Moor at around 30 miles per hour when a figure kept up with him for several miles. From this day, he did not travel the road and chose to travel to work by boat to avoid it. The story does not end there. Around 20-ish years later, a skeleton was found by two men cutting peat. The body was of course checked by forensics, and they reported the body was of a young male, and he was killed by a blow to the head. The clothing on the skeleton suggested it dated to around 1700, which is in fact when the boy was murdered. So if you decide to visit the Éireannaigh, keep your wits about you. And now for our creature feature. Our first creature is the wolver. The wolver is basically a Scottish version of the werewolf. The wolver is connected to Shetland and its folklore. The werewolf is always understood to be a violent, bloodthirsty creature, but the wolver is the opposite of this. It would normally look out for the downtrodden. The wolver can be seen fishing most of the time and would leave fish on the windowsills of poor families, which would save them from starving to death, as Scotland was quite a harsh place back then. The wolver was not human and would not turn into a wolf with a full moon. It was always this creature and does not change full moon or not. It was believed by the ancient Celts that the wolver evolved from wolves and was in between wolf and man in evolution, but obviously a clever and sympathetic creature. Our second creature is a bit more scary than the wolver. Our second creature is the cat she. These are described as cats that are slender but large like a dog, with a white patch on their chest. This evil creature would steal the souls of the unburied dead. They would normally be found in places with bodies awaiting a funeral. They would walk on all four legs near humans, but would walk on hind legs when no one was around. Some theorise that they were in fact witches that transformed between cat and human form. Interestingly, they could only change from human to cat 9 times before changing permanently. So be wary of large cats with white chests, especially if you happen to catch one walking on 2 legs, or cats near dead bodies. They could be waiting to steal a soul. And that is the end of episode 14. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.